is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is set to meet with Vladimir Putin in the White House's latest bid to broker an end to the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin says their get-together could come in the next few days. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg has more from Moscow.
A short while ago, President Putin himself said that Russia had lots of friends in the world who could offer to be the venue, to be the location. For example, he said the United Arab Emirates. But we'll have to wait for confirmation of the venue.
President Trump's deadline for a ceasefire agreement is tomorrow. Mr. Trump's new tariffs went into effect this morning on more than 60 countries and the European Union. World markets are reacting not the way you might think. CBS's Remy Innocencio is at the foreign desk.
Looking at Europe's two biggest indices right now, the German DAX and the CAC 40, they're both up near highs of the day. You might have thought that after this tariff news that they might have fallen. But again, it looks like investors were, for the most part, prepped. In Asia, a similar story. China markets closed higher there.
Still no word on a motive after a U.S. Army sergeant, Cornelius Radford, allegedly opened fire on fellow soldiers at Fort Stewart in Georgia. Correspondent Skylar Henry is there.
Radford, age 28, reportedly used a personal handgun in the shooting of the five service members, all of whom were identified as Radford's co-workers.
All are in stable condition and all are expected to recover.
The suspect was apprehended by the Army Criminal Investigative Division after being tackled to the ground by witnesses.
Radford's in pretrial confinement awaiting charges. New report from the CDC says Americans are getting the majority of their calories these days from ultra-processed foods.
Those snacks, baked goods, sandwiches, and beverages loaded with sugar, sodium, and preservatives accounted for 55% of the calories Americans ate from August 2021 to August 2023. Ultra-processed foods have been linked to obesity, type 2 diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders thinks the ultra-processed food industry needs to be tamed like big tobacco was.
The Congress had the guts to say to the tobacco industry, you can't cause hundreds of thousands of people to die every year.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A Latin jazz pioneer has died. Pianist, composer, and bandleader Eddie Palmieri was the first Latino to ever win a Grammy Award. He went on to win seven more. Palmieri was born in Spanish Harlem and performed at Carnegie Hall when he was 11. His family says he died after an extended illness. Eddie Palmieri was 88. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A man was shot and killed at Naval Station Great Lakes yesterday afternoon. The Lake McHenry County Scanner website reports it happened near a firing range at the base in Lake County. The incident is under investigation by NCIS. Officials say it was not an active shooter situation. A home on Buchanan Street in Racine caught fire at around 8:30 last night, and firefighters got there quick enough to avoid a total loss. There was no one home at the time, and two dogs were rescued. Officials are still investigating what caused that fire. Racine leaders say they've fulfilled their obligations in a long contract dispute with the firefighters union over health insurance language. The union disagrees and put out a statement earlier in the week saying that a state labor board has ruled in their favor. The union says they plan to seek more state guidance. Drivers heading north through Racine County near Highway 20 should expect delays today due to lane closures. They're doing some pavement repair. One lane will reopen later today. The other will remain closed all weekend. And Racine Unified is launching a new program to address the rise in student vaping. Check out the report on the Racine County Eye about how they're focusing on education and support rather than punishment. You can go deeper on that vaping story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4. After sweeping the Nationals, Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as all just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, showers and storms and a low of 72. Friday, partly sunny, 86. Again, a slight chance of a storm. Saturday, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s. Currently, 72 degrees.
Days a week, 8 days. local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus, helping you through the downslide of the work week. It's Thursday, if your calendar challenged. WRJN.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Oh,
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Neil Sedaka did that. Coming up about half an hour from now, I promised you yesterday, this morning's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget would be from a Wisconsin group. They played it, lip-sank it, okay, as everybody did, on American Bandstand back in the day. From Montello, Wisconsin. What band could this be? Made the top 40, and they did it with a Beatles song. Any guesses? Anyone? Bueller? That's coming up about half an hour from now on WRJN.
Don't sweat the small stuff this summer. The savings are huge with WRJN Big Deals. From restaurants to retail to personal care, score discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. And don't forget, the Big Deal of the Day drops every Wednesday and Friday with 50% savings while supplies last. Save big. No sweat. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and visit your oasis of savings, WRJN Big Deals.
Tailgate like a legend with ice-cold drinks and high-octane energy at Studebaker's Field & Food. Crack open summer with bold energy boosts, frosty sodas, and refreshingly cold waters from Racine's Hydration Destination. Stock up on adult beverages. Grab jumbo bags of ice and keep that cooler packed for your crew. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit our lightning-fast drive-thru. We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Studebaker's Field & Food at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long at Fulton Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Start your engines and just brew it. Flavors on the Fast Track this Saturday at the Union Grove Car Show. From 8 to 4, Main Street will be packed with horsepower and timeless style. As you check out the cool rides, cruise over to Just Brew It for classic hot dogs, signature ice-cold beverages, and the Union Grove Car Show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Fresh, local, timeless. Just brew it. Saturday, 8 to 4, Main Street, Union Grove. Be there.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
Can tell.
like a crown, pretending that you're still around. Too real is this feeling of make believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender.
Get its pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and an update now. Stuart J. Waddles is in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. On the same day, a U.S. Army sergeant shot five soldiers at Fort Stewart in Georgia. One person was shot and killed at Naval Station Great Lakes. A man died yesterday afternoon after being shot at the Navy base just south of the state line in Lake County. Emergency crews found the victim unresponsive at the Naval base's firing range building and did try life-saving measures, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The Lake and McHenry Scanner website reports the medical examiner was called to the Naval base yesterday afternoon. The incident is under investigation by NCIS. The victim's identity has not been released. Officials say it was not an active shooter situation. A home on Buchanan Street in Racine went up in flames at around 8:30 last night, with fire crews saying the house was fully engulfed. It happened near Hamilton, and the fire started near the back of the home. No humans were in the home, and two dogs were rescued. A cause is still under investigation. Racine officials say the city has done all it needs to do in a long contract disagreement with the firefighters union over health insurance language. The union says a state labor board sided with them in April after years of talks, but they claim the city isn't following that ruling. The city highlights $5.5 million in recent wage and benefit gains and says they're committed to fair negotiations going forward. The union says they may look to state authorities for their next step. Getting north through Racine County on the interstate may be a little slow. Drivers on a stretch near Highway 20 should prepare for delays today as the DOT closes two inside lanes for pavement repairs. One lane will reopen this afternoon, but the other will stay closed all weekend as the concrete sets. Officials are warning drivers to plan for backups. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, showers and storms and a low of 72. Friday, partly sunny, 86. Again, a slight chance of a storm. Saturday, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 74.
Thank you.
goodbye. I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy to have a girl like her. It's truly a dream.
Falsetto of Eddie Kendricks with The Temptations, one of their finest, made number one. Another number one here, this one from Nancy Sinatra on WRJN.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
You'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus, going to play for you a song that has roots in both Liverpool and Montello, Wisconsin. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, and it's next on WRJN.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one is by a group that I saw play at the YMCA in Lake Geneva after a Friday or Saturday night game. Yeah, they were there. After they had this hit. And after they played this hit on American Bandstand. Now, not a big hit, but made the top 40. It's a Beatles song. Do you remember a group coming out of Wisconsin? Out of Montello, Wisconsin. They said Madison, but it was really Montello. The group was The Underground Sunshine. The song was Birthday. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN. Wax Museum Nugget for this morning from Underground Sunshine out of Montello, Wisconsin, made the top 40 nationally, and they made an appearance on American Bandstand based on that song, performed that song. One interesting fact about the band, they were struggling, but a Madison disc jockey named Jonathan Little, know him, one of the nicest guys in the business, he heard them, took a liking to them, and installed his sister on keyboards in the band, and then they had the hit. So, nepotism? I don't think so, and it's okay in this case. So, yeah, great song. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. Another one coming up 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN, with Dan Marcus. Cue the Seagulls. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today says chance of showers after noontime. 84 for today's high. Water temperature is 72 degrees. Waves, not a factor. Nobody's going to be shooting any pipelines on Lake Michigan today. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
say hello. Could I still see suspicion in your eyes?
WRJN.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. Born a high forever to fly. A wind of a loss of tenil. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they
call me Mellow Yellow. Sudden grace, electrical banana, it's bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Secretary of the Army, Daniel Driscoll, is at Fort Stewart in Georgia this morning, where he's just paid tribute to a group of soldiers who disarmed a sergeant after officials say he opened fire with his personal weapon.
One of the soldiers tackled the person. So just think about this. They were unarmed and ran at and tackled an armed person who they knew was actively shooting their buddies, their colleagues, their fellow soldiers.
Five were wounded. The secretary says three have been released from the hospital.